This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Steve Swaffer, Executive Director of No-Till on the Plains, joins us. And Steve, coming up on January 26th will be the 25th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference. But like so many ag events we've seen over the past several months, it's going to be a one-day virtual conference.
We're very excited about the information that we're going to provide on that day. And it's a little disappointing for all of us in agriculture that we can't get together and celebrate a big milestone like this. We've got some folks coming back that were in high demand. John Kemp is coming back for the second year in a row, and John is the owner of Advancing Eco-Agriculture and really intriguing, thought-provoking speaker about plant nutrition and the use of fertilizers and biostimulants and the power of the plant.
You've also got a couple of other speakers that will take place in the morning that sounds like great topics, too.
Yeah, Chris Teachout is a farmer from Shenandoah, Iowa. He has been using no-till cover crops livestock integration on his farm for the last 20-plus years, and Chris is going to share his perspective on how his soils have changed, how he produces his crops, and changed his perspective on the value of the soil on his farm. We're going to open up the conference with a gentleman, an author and speaker, Darren Qualman. Darren is actually from Canada and is an author of a recent report called Tackling the Farm Crisis and the Climate Crisis, and he's also written a book called Civilization Critical, where he really discusses some of the challenges that the energy sector, the food sector, and nature are facing from the way we are building cities and producing products.
And Steve, for this virtual conference, they would still need to go to No-Till's website to register for it?
We have the registration on the website at notill.org. You can see all the information about our speakers, the agenda. We also have a few scholarships available. And so all the information that you need about the conference is on our website. Again, that's notill.org.
And those conference scholarships definitely are an opportunity that they can apply for on the website, too.
We have scholarships available either for women or people of color in agriculture. We've been provided those scholarships the last 2 years by some very generous sponsors. And it's a very simple application. Just get on the website. You can fill that application out through the end of the year. December 31st is the deadline for filling out that scholarship application.
That is Steve Swaffer, who's the executive director of No-Till on the Plains. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.